This is White Elephant Day. It's Gordo. It's Danny. It's Junes. It's Jules. It's Jer. And it's Ty. And this is Norman. Here we go. I'm going to ask you all to look into the future. Crystal ball for me. I will give you a team. And I will ask you, 10 years from today, what are we saying about what's happened to that team in the last decade? Got it? Mm-hmm. I'll give you the local pro sports team. You tell me what you think has happened to this team in the last decade. Junior Cowboys.
I think they will continue a good year, bad year pattern, like a lot of the NFL. I do not believe they will have won a Super Bowl, but I do believe that Dak and Zeke will be in place for a couple, three more years, and then they'll churn through the running back. They'll have a different running back, and they'll just stay on the treadmill of good 1 year, maybe even 1 year, make a semi-deep playoff run, then miss the playoffs next year, good the next year, and Jason Garrett will still be the head coach.
Julie, Dallas Stars.
I think that in 10 years, we'll have a veteran head coach who will have been coaching the team for 10 years in Jim Montgomery.
All right. Pandering.
And I think they will have won another Stanley Cup.
Whoa. So it'll be another ring here for the Stars.
Yep.
All right.
Tyler will get his 24 hours once again with the Stanley Cup and the E-break.
Danny, Rangers.
10 years of near 500 baseball.
Total for the 10 years.
I don't think that this ownership group is willing to tank and go the Cubs/Astros route and go all in that way. And I think they'll just keep leapfrogging. When the Elvises of the world go, they'll be replaced and never refortified. You know what I'm saying? Like once Elvis is gone, once Beltre's gone, Elvis is not going to be around forever. I just don't see them ever being bad enough to suck enough to go to the doldrums like the Cubs and the Astros did. So I see 10 years of mediocrity.
Do you see this ownership group owning the team in 10 years?
That my answer could change if that changes. But I don't know. As long as it's profitable, I don't see why not. Those guys are about money. They're purely about making money.
Gordo.
Yes.
Team ticket.
Oh, Lord.
10 years from now, what are we saying has happened with the ticket?
10 years from now, we will have one surprising death.
Mm.
That leaves me out. That leaves me out.
What? No. And one, yeah, one non-surprising death. We'll have one surprising death and one non-surprising death.
All right.
But the ticket will still be on the air and still be successful.
All right. Ty, Dallas Mavericks.
God, it's the darkest thing ever.
Man, how do I follow that?
Leaves everyone with a little creepy feeling.
Like looking at each other. Who's it going to be?
Just seeing what you've seen so far this year from the Mavs, I think you're on the precipice of having one of those runs like they had with...
No way. That's a word.
That when Dirk was in his heyday, where they might not have won it every year, but they were always highly competitive near the top of the West and always one of the better teams in the league.
Jeremy, team ticket.
I agree with you, Ty.
Thank you.
Sports.
All right.
Were you asking me a question?
Yes.
Oh.
10 years from now, what are we saying about team ticket for the last decade?
I'll still be doing the same shift, most likely, because I have no ambition and no marketable skills.
Chair.
Hey, at least he knows his place in life.
Always depressing to talk to Chair.
Yeah, but I love his self-awareness.
I'm okay.
Well, there goes your surprising death.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not the surprising
Burned
one.
Within the first 10 minutes of the prediction. But
Junior, Mavericks.
I'm a huge Luka believer, and I didn't think I'd be saying that 2 months in, but I am, and I think he is a franchise-type player in the making. And so I think he's going to keep them at an incredibly highly competitive level for a long time. But I'm not sure I can predict them to win another title in 10 years. I just think it's so hard in the NBA, and there's so many great young stars, and I don't think he's the best young star, and it's such a star-driven league. I think they'll be really, really good for 10 years because of him, but I'll say no title.
Gordon, Cowboys.
Who? What's happening? Now?
Yes.
What are the Cowboys going to do in 10 years?
Yeah.
They will have won a Super Bowl.
Yay. All right.
Thank you.
What's that based on?
He just needed an answer, so I got it.
Danny, stars.
I don't know. Nobody cares about hockey, Norm.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, we are the flagship station.
That was a drop. Jeremy, stop it. Highly competitive team. I love the coach. I love the core. The young defensemen are awesome. I mean, this thing's going to be good for a long time.
Yay.
Highly competitive for a very long time. Possibly good enough to make a run or multiple runs.
Julie, team ticket.
Oh, wow. In 10 years? I mean, I've only been here for 6 months full time. I don't know that I'm qualified to make this prediction.
Well, how old will you be in 10 years?
I'll be 43.
She's a child.
In 10 years.
Not
she's a
really, Norm.
Mere shade out of her teens, Norm.
Yes.
I don't
know. Coco, Coco.
I said teens, and Norm said, yeah.
I feel like I was just
wild. That did happen. That did happen.
I need a shower.
I almost missed it. I'd like to hope that I'm still here and that we have the same. I mean, I think people leave here.
You're still alive, according to Gordo.
People don't leave here, and that's why I had to take this job after I just had a brand new baby and had to start working because I knew that job would never become available again. So I think it'll be hopefully the same group doing the same stuff, and maybe I won't be doing Tiggers in 10 years.
Same question to Junior.
Well, might I ask you, because you figure prominently in this, do you plan on working at the ticket until you're 90 or 95? What are you feeling?
Yeah, Junior needs your exit date here.
Yeah. I'm 74.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to think I could work 5 more years and make 50 years on the year in Dallas.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be great.
That would be about it, lads.
So you don't see yourself here in 10 years?
I don't.
Because I damn sure don't either.
On the yourself earth? Or him?
No, me.
Oh. Well, you're going to be president. What's going to happen to me?
I'll have been fired by then.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I've been fired.
Have you gotten close to that before?
We were suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon and George and me and Fernando were
suspended.
That up?
That makes me angry. That's right. Jer was suspended,
and Jer,
too.
That's right. You were suspended.
I remember that.
For something our show didn't do.
What?
That's right. You guys were the fall guys.
Yeah,
we were
guys.
Suspended because the hard line was under investigation.
It was so wrong.
So wrong.
The special counsel's office.
It makes me so angry because the then president of our company promised us that it would be made up to us.
Never was.
And it was never made up to us.
Never?
No. Nope.
What did we do? I forget.
Cussed.
Well, you guys were being under investigation. Y'all were under investigation for something that was bogus, too. It was. Do you remember the case when Mike was talking about how a hi-hat sounds? He was going, shh.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And someone started a sentence.
That's
I think Courtney started a sentence with the word it, like right after while Mike's doing the shh,
yeah.
shh sound of a hi-hat.
Yeah.
And so
it sounded like the S word was issued.
Right. And that triggered an.
This was right after Janet Jackson.
Right after Janet Jackson. Yeah. So everyone had this big moral panic going on. And so that put the hard line under. I don't know who the organization was, FCC investigation or something like that. Or it was being reviewed or I forget. So we had to show how proactive we were. And so we had this episode where we were out on the street doing a man on the street, and I had a wireless microphone. And some guy that I was interviewing said, I think he used the term BJ on the air is what it was. And so the ticket said, oh, we got to be real proactive on this to show, because the FCC is investigating Hardline. So we're going to suspend you guys for a week without pay.
You know what it's like, Danny? It's when a week without pay.
Yes,
yeah. It's when
something we didn't say.
When the NCAA sniffs around a college and they do their own punishment to get out ahead of it, so that hopefully the NCAA won't give them the death penalty or something. That's what the ticket did to us
over a guy saying BJ.
Well, he said something
man
else
the
before that, and we'd already dumped it.
But you were out of delay.
No delay when he said the next thing.
So you didn't realize that you had lost delay and weren't able to get away from the dude.
Right,
because
we were all hit it at once, panicking. So we'd run out of delay.
That's the board op's fault. Mike should have been turned off. Once you realize you're out
there
of the
you
way.
There you go, Jer. He's blaming you.
This is all your fault.
There you go, Jer.
Norm, to answer your question, though.
Well, thanks.
In 10 years, there'll be one or two or three of the main hosts that have moved on. But we have enough good young talent behind the main host that I think they'll seamlessly fit in. And I think the ticket will still be around in 10 years and still be America's favorite radio station.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.